Talking today with Dr. Seth Bird, our state cotton specialist for Oklahoma. Seth, let's talk a little bit about several things. Maybe first of all, this week USDA, latest crop production report out based on October 1st data, and they've bumped up the size of this 2021 cotton crop again for Oklahoma, 760,000 bales. Now, your thoughts on the yield that they came up with as well as that that overall production number?
Oh, you know, I think those numbers are interesting to look at in terms of maybe patterns throughout the season, but I think most of us that do a lot of cotton work hate to speculate on yields until it's been at least in the module, but preferably ginned. I'll say that I think that throughout the summer, particularly July and August, and especially September, our hopes have gotten more optimistic. So I do think that we all, I think, have the opinion that the crop looks better coming out of September and now we're in early October than we thought we might be looking at in May and June of this year. So I guess I'm not surprised there's a bump. I don't think, and I don't think anybody thinks, that we're looking at any kind of a record-breaking monumental crop here. But I do think that we've improved greatly from what we had to begin with.
I know that in that July round to 1st of August time period, there was a lot of conversation about how far behind we were on heat units and the need that, you know, this crop really needed to catch up. Have we been successful in doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, not every field has. I mean, you know, if you got late planted cotton, it's still behind, but that's late planted cotton. I think, you know, what we were really seeing early on was even when we planted into our traditional windows or maybe our more ideal windows, which would be maybe mid-May, even into some of early June, what we were looking at, you know, 3-4 weeks into the season was what we typically would look at, you know, maybe a week or two into the season. And that difference kind of grew throughout June, sort of where we were on the calendar and where we were on the ground, or on the actual crop stage, just that difference kept expanding. And luckily we had rains in July and August, which supported a big bowl load, but didn't really help us catch up on time. What really helped us catch up with time was September. And we had a very mild and a very dry September, which is really what we wanted. We had enough moisture in the ground to support the fruit load that we developed, but by not getting anything additional, we really had those plants focus on the fruit load that they set throughout, you know, July and August. And so they weren't, even though they were behind, typically if you get a plant that's behind, it's going to keep growing vegetatively longer than you want it to. It's going to be behind on some of those reproductive development. And we were kind of able to have more of a very direct switch flipped in September for us because of that weather. And we started seeing a lot of cotton cracking open in September that, you know, we didn't think we'd see until October at the earliest. And so September really helped us, but, you know, we had to have the bull load that we developed in July and August to really slow the crop down, and then had to have September force the crop to focus on that developing bull load. So it's sort of been a weird year, and it's been a weird journey to get where we're at right now, but I guess we're sitting much better than we thought we would.
So saying all that, I mean, you know, our bowls are for the most part open now. We've already had a little bit of harvest done, and we're really ready to harvest quite a bit of cotton, I would think.
Yeah, there's some gins that have started running in the last week. We've had some cotton being harvested, you know, for the last couple of weeks. You know, we had a big system that's come through earlier in the week, and that's certainly delayed some harvest. But I think once we get dried out, you know, we're going to see harvest really take off. A lot of our earlier planted fields were defoliated. A lot of our fields that were planted anywhere in that normal window have probably been defoliated at this point. So I think we're gonna really see harvest kick off here in the middle of October.
You know, early indications, I know that it's a little hard to speculate, but what are you hearing anecdotally from these guys that have done some of this early harvesting?
Yeah, it's always fun. I don't know if it matters if it's early or even after we're done. I feel like we don't know that much more, but it's really up and down. There's, I guess, the few folks that we've that we've talked to that have harvested already. You've got some fields that look pretty good. You got some fields that maybe didn't make as much as they thought. But the flip side of that is right now everything's sitting in a module, so we're not looking at gen cotton. We don't know turnouts. We don't know actual wheat yield. And you can harvest a field and count modules and try to figure out how many bales you got per module and all that and kind of get an idea of yield. But it really is all purely speculation until it's been ginned and until you can really have all those values in hand and know what you're dealing with. But I will say that I think this year is going to be a highly variable year. I think we're going to see a lot of variability in production and performance, even in the small area, just because it was just 2021, which is just such a funky year for a lot of things that affect our crop growth and development.
End of the season management. I mean, obviously, some guys are sitting there ready to roll the harvest equipment into the field. But any last minute things we need to be doing or being paying attention to really get this thing across the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on, I guess, your own situation. I've had a ton of calls and conversations over the last 3 weeks about harvest dates. We've had a very challenging year with harvest dates. I'll say most folks have probably made an application, or they're going to just hold off altogether if they don't have a harvester scheduled or their crop's very behind. I'll say the one thing, and we really have been harping on this for the last month or month and a half, is leaf drop has been a challenge. And that's the one thing that we thought we were going to have a challenge with. So if you haven't applied a harvest aid yet, or if you're going to go back and have to reapply to get additional defoliation, really pay attention to the weather, pay attention to the products you're using. There's some products out there that maybe were used earlier on that probably should not be used now, just because they don't perform that well in cooler temperatures. So for those folks that haven't gotten that crop quite ready to go yet, make sure you're aware of how to get the crop ready, what you need to do, and what products can help you do that. And then on the harvest side of things, I mean, just cotton harvest is always kind of a bear, and just there's a lot of things to pay attention to. There's a lot of new machines out there, and I think it is safer, but just hope everybody's safe and just has a productive harvest and stays healthy.
Indeed, that's a wish and a prayer for us all, Sabe, for sure. One last question, Seth, and then one of those way too early things to probably actually have any real solid guesses on. But with this jump up in prices for cotton, and the futures were above $1 a pound now. Was that going to change people's early attitudes about what they may want to do when they come back and start planning for 2022, you think?
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, dollar cotton will make you do some crazy things, that's for sure. I don't know how much it's going to affect 2022, mostly because, yeah, the price is good. The problem is the prices of everything else are bad, all your inputs. So at least this is the one time when our input prices are going up and our commodity price is actually going up, or our value is going up. But I don't know if it's enough to really make anybody feel that great about what they're going to be facing in 2022 in terms of input prices. So, if only one of those things had changed, maybe it'd be an easy call. Maybe we'd see acres drastically drop or acres drastically increase. I think with the current situation, I do think we'll see probably a drop, would be my guess. That'd be my gut feeling going into 2022, is that we'll see a little less acres in Oklahoma next year than we did this year and the year before. But, I mean, you said it, way too early to talk about, and I'm not an economist or a fortune teller, so I'll just wait till May when we start planting and have a better idea then.
Well, guess we'll see for sure. Thank you, Seth. Dr. Seth Bird, our Extension Cotton Specialist. He's based in Stillwater at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.